Let's head to the KRDO Newsline now as just to the north of us here in Colorado, some shocking or maybe not that shocking results when it comes to the primary race in Wyoming. ABC's Alex Stone is in Jackson, been covering this race throughout the week. And what's the latest as far as Liz Cheney's future now that she won't be on the ballot in the general election come November?
Well, good morning. Yeah, it went down exactly how polling indicated it was going to go, and Liz Cheney losing here and by big margins in Wyoming. Really, Trump's messaging worked here in Wyoming. He, because she is his nemesis, really focused in on Wyoming, something that presidents and former presidents don't typically do because the population in this state is so small, the smallest of any in the U.S., any state in the U.S., but he had labeled Liz Cheney as being a liberal for voting to impeach him and chairing vice chairing the January 6th committee. And that is what stuck from many Republican voters here. We heard exactly that Cheney is a liberal, doesn't represent the values of Wyoming, and they wanted her out. Well, in truth, her voting record in Congress is about as conservative as you can get. Voted with Trump over 90% of the time. Very pro-life, very Second Amendment, but that campaign messaging of her being a Democrat stuck, and so many Republican voters in this state said, nope, she's out. We don't want a liberal. She's gone. But Cheney is saying that she is not done, that whatever is next, that her mission will be to make sure that President Trump does not step foot in the Oval Office ever again. How she's going to do that, we don't know. She is hinting at maybe a run for president. Her supporters say they believe that's what she'll do. Today she said she has not made that decision yet. She's leaving the door open to it. Maybe that's it. She's got $14 million in political money in the bank. She used barely any of it in campaigning here. She could use that on whatever she wants politically at this point. What she'll do next, though, nobody knows.
And she achieves such a high profile position nationwide, it seems like, when it comes to the January 6th committee leadership that she had. Do you think if she hadn't played such a prominent role in that committee or played a role at all, do you think that the Wyoming voters might have looked past some of her very few, like you said, votes that might have set her apart from her conservative colleagues and kept her in office? I mean, and obviously this is the primary, but still, it's most likely that the Republican will win in Wyoming.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt, a Democrat is not going to win here. It will be Hageman in the general election, and Cheney will be around until the new Congress convenes in January. So she says there's still work to do on that committee. But she said yesterday that she knew the game that she could play. She said she could do what so many Republican politicians who she said don't believe a lot of what Trump says and knows that there's bogus stuff being said. But if you play that game, you will win. She said she could have played the game and ignored or gone along with a lot of his rhetoric, and that she would have won here in Wyoming, just like she did the last go around and won very handily at that time here in Wyoming, and that she wouldn't have been targeted by him, that the history of those who vote against Trump and then he goes after, they lose almost every time, and Trump wins every time. She says she knew how to keep her job if that's what she wanted to do, to play politics and not really what she believes. But she said that she truly believes that he and his supporters right now are endangering democracy and that she could not stand by. And so, as she said that she no doubt could have kept her job had she decided to go down that road, but she said she just morally could not do it.
Well, and it's an interesting kind of bringing up that topic, because another one of the very closely watched races nationally yesterday, the primaries in Alaska, another senator of this case, Senator Murkowski, who voted to impeach Trump, definitely kind of on that list of ire, and is actually coming out leading in that state's, primary, where they've got this ranked choice system, where she's currently leading in that race. So kind of interesting seeing the split and how that's going in various states on the national stage.
Yeah, she hasn't been quite as outspoken as Cheney has been, and quite as front and center that very much this was the target of President Trump, that he wanted to get Cheney off of that stage and not running those hearings in the January 6th committee. He put his focus here, and he definitely won here. And then there are questions, is this the end of Cheney and Bush era conservatives based on, you know, they were at the ranch that we were at last night where she held her event. It was a lot of supporters of that era of Republican politics. And can you win any longer with classic conservative ideals and political tactics? And that's yet to be determined. And some would say that era is gone. Cheney says it is not, that they got to get back to that. But what she will do with that amount of money and with that drive, we'll see. She may do a run for president. Then where she fits in, can she do anything against Trump as a Republican? Would she be able to do anything as an independent? Doesn't typically go well for those running for president as an independent. Democrats, they're not. I mean, even though right now she is their hero for going against Trump, good luck trying to convince Democrats in a general election to go for somebody who is pro-life and pro-gun, unlikely to go there. So where does she fit in? She's got to figure all of that out as well.
Yeah.
All right. Very interesting. Thank you for that. Again, Alex Stone, who's been covering the Wyoming primary, wrapping up what appears to be a losing primary for Liz Cheney and what happens next. Thank you for that.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.